Hello everyone and welcome to episode 2 of Dave in Spain. Very sorry for not getting something out earlier, in case there are thousands of people out there waiting in anticipation. I'm sure there's not, but I did have an email today from Jared Williams in the States, I think Idaho, that's ID, I think. My geography of the States is fairly good, but you know, I may be wrong there. What Jared was asking really was, and what he was interested in, was about our decision to move to Spain. Now, obviously, this is from the UK, not from the States, so things may be a little bit different, but I thought I'd cover that in this episode, which will be probably fairly short, because it's unplanned, and it's Christmas time, and I just found myself with perhaps an hour to spare, so here we go. Why? Okay, first thing, career. I had been working in the UK IT industry for, UK internationally, for 25, 30 years. And I did okay. I finished up in a fairly senior level in quite an important software company. But things started to go wrong after the dot-com boom. So around 2001, 2002, things started going bad, as people who know the industry will understand. And eventually I lost my job. And I found something else fairly quickly. But it dawned upon me that things were never really going to get easier for me. And I was a little bit tired of the whole thing, you know, the meetings, the travel, you know, the whole thing. I've always had an interest in IT, and I maintain that up to today. In fact, it's my hobby now. I've got, you know, 4 PCs in the house and, you know, all sorts of different things. So I'm very IT literate, I think. But I thought maybe I'd like to change my career and do something different. So that was the first reason. Second reason is my wife's health wasn't fantastic, and she is Spanish, and she wanted to be perhaps nearer to her family. So that was another reason. Third reason was that the price of our house, the value of our house, had risen quite considerably over the 5 years that we had it in London. And we worked out that with the money we made on the house over those 5 years, we could actually buy a house in Spain outright and just eliminate our mortgage and cut down our expenses, which would then again allow us to perhaps live on a lower income than we were used to in the UK. So we made a decision to do that. We put the house up for sale. As always in these situations, there are, you know, problems, and, you know, people wanted to buy it. Then if things fell through, they couldn't get the finance, this, that, and the other. And, you know, they found some problems with the house. But eventually we sold the house. Now, as far as our children were concerned, we moved in July 2004. So we're looking at 2.5 years ago. They were, I guess, they're 11 to 17 now. So they would have been 9 and 15. They are both bilingual, so there's no issue particularly with language. Although, you know, everyone has to understand that although they are bilingual, if they're not residing in the country of one of their languages, if that makes sense, then they will tend to lose it over time. So they had lost some of their Spanish while they were in England, and certainly since they've been in Spain, they have lost some of their English in a way. They can converse quite happily, but I think the writing maybe needs a little bit of working on, and it's something we need to consider in the future. Now, so essentially we sold up. My wife came over a few months before to find a house and to deal with all the legal stuff, which is quite complicated. And you know, we put all our stuff in the back of a van and we drove over. And I found myself here. In a country, my Spanish wasn't great then. It's not great now, but it was even worse then. A country which was, you know, I was very familiar with, but I was used to coming over on trips, staying in hotels, and or with the family, not really having to live and, you know, work here. So the first thing I did, and it's something we planned beforehand, and that was to change my career to be an English teacher. Now the decision was quite easy. There is a big demand. We knew there was a big demand for English teaching in the UK. Plus, with my business background, I think that helped again for me to be able to find work. So, one important thing I did first of all, and something we budgeted for, was to pay around about €1,000 for a teacher training course, a very intensive course of 1 month. It cost something over €1,000. But it was money well spent. It was something we introduced into the budget because we knew it was really necessary. So after 1 month, which was September 2004, during the time of the course, I looked for work. And the day after the course ended, I walked into a job. In fact, more than one job, because I'm kind of freelance. I have some work which is kind of ongoing. kind of on a contract, and other work which is kind of ad hoc and is kind of a mixture of stuff. And that's really the way it works. And really, we've now been here for 2.5 years, and we're still here. Now, there are good things and bad things. Good things, well, the weather. Although it's very, very cold now, it's a sunny country. And I think the sun in Madrid, there's twice as much sun in Madrid over a year than there is in London. Although the winters can be very, very cold and we can get snow, because we're actually in the mountains near to Madrid, or within 50 kilometres of Madrid. Other things. Spanish drivers, nightmare. really, really bad. The food, I'm not crazy about Spanish food. But, you know, you get used to it, and, you know, there are things you can get most stuff that you need, really, in Madrid. It's a big city, you know, you can get really what you want. Other things, we've had some problems with the school. We live in a small village, the school's not been great, so we've had some difficulties there with the kids. Although we've now moved both of them to a larger town, about 20 minutes drive away across the mountains. So we're a bit happy with that. I think, you know, what are the big issues? I don't know, really. I think it's a different way of life living in a small town compared to living in London. I mean, when you're in the queue at the supermarket in London, the people move on and get through as quick as they can, and conversation is kept to a minimum. Over here, you know, it's it's not uncommon for the lady in front to spend 5 minutes talking about her family to the checkout girl. Completely oblivious to the people behind, and usually the people behind don't mind, because it's, you know, that's the speed of life, as it were. Accommodation in Spain is more, it's much more expensive than it was. We found, if you hear that noise, that's our dog. Much more expensive than it was, so we actually moved quite a long way out in order to get a fairly large property. We have a detached property with, you know, fairly big garden, views over the mountains, and 5 or 6 bedrooms and plenty of room, you know, studies, etc. So it's not a particularly beautiful house, but it's in a beautiful area, and the garden's fantastic, so we're really quite happy with it. Transport is an issue getting in and out of the city, but less so than it would be in the UK. We have trains, the roads are okay, a bit windy, but I can get into the city within about an hour. Okay, would I recommend anyone else to do this? Well, it really depends. I think it was the right time for us. I think if you are in another industry, want to do something different, want to give something back, perhaps, want, you know, have an interest in your own language, and in working with people in a friendly sort of situation, I think it's probably a very, very good option. Right, I don't know if you noticed, but I had to break off there. The dog was barking at someone outside, so I had to go and sort him out. Okay, so. Things to be concerned about. It's a big decision, I think, to move to another country. Grass is not always greener. In fact, the grass here is not very green at all most of the year. But I think one of the important things is to think about careers. And certainly as an English teacher, I think it's quite rewarding if you find the right job, the right customers, etc. It can be a little bit boring. It can be a little bit tedious. It can be not necessarily a very good experience if you just go into the first thing you find. So you have to be a little bit selective, choose your customers, choose the work you want to do, try not to travel too far. And if you can do that, then it's a lot of fun. It can be a lot of fun. So I'm going to keep this podcast fairly short. This is an ad hoc one. I hope to get back into the rhythm of things fairly soon. Anything else to say? Well, seasonal greetings to everyone or anyone who's actually listening to this. Please let me know if you have ideas I've said this before, I know, for things to add to the show. What I want to try and do is build a picture of life in a small town in Spain. It is quite fun, and there are a lot of characters around, and things are very, very different. So, again, happy Christmas to everyone. Thanks again for Jared for contacting me, and I hope this podcast may be useful for him. My email is, I think it's davinspain@gmail.com. It's on the website anyway, which is davinspain.com. And thanks for Jared for getting me to consider, you know, to getting a podcast out rather than just sitting around drinking coffee and doing nothing over the Christmas period. So let's see if we can make something of this, and thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll hear from me again quite soon. Okay, bye.